So tonight I want to introduce Brother Samuel Ramirez of the West Hill Church of Christ. He preaches in Corsicana, again at the West Hill Church of Christ. His topic on tonight, you meet me in Acts, the second chapter, on number 22 and verses 24. His topic for tonight, the pain and cross of Jesus. Brother Samuel, will you share with us tonight the pain and cross of Jesus? Thank you very much.
Amen, brother. Thank you very much for having me tonight. The verse that we're going to take to begin our discussion tonight, our topic is the pain and cross of Jesus. Acts chapter 2, verse 22 through 24. And I read from the New King James. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, has you yourselves also known him, being delivered by determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, that you have been taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. And tonight I want to speak to you about the horrible pain that Jesus went through. You, someone who like pain or who enjoy pain, most definitely, I can say that there's something wrong with you, because pain is not pleasant. Pain is not something that people will take pleasure on. But the pain that Jesus endured when he was, before he went to the cross, the Bible said in Matthew 26, verse 38, when Jesus was talking to disciples, he said, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. He was sorrowful, knowing that he will go to the cross. As Jesus came closer to that time, the suffering that he was experiencing was intensifying. That's what he told his disciples. He said, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. We can honestly say that nobody will ever experience this kind of a pain, this kind of enduring pain that Jesus endured for our sake, for our salvation. This world can bring a lot of pain to many of us. Sometimes it's through the sickness, troubles, headaches, stress, and pain is real in this world. But let's not deceive ourselves. The pain that Jesus endured, no other human being have ever experienced that pain the way Jesus did. And I want to talk about different kind of pain that Jesus endured. The first part that I want to talk to you about was the physical pain and death that Jesus the Lord is endured for to be able to bring salvation for people, for the whole world. The death by crucifixion was one of the most horrible ways and forms of execution that the Romans were using to punish criminals. These form of torture and pain that it was put in the person who was executed or crucified, that no man had ever devised any other most horrible way to kill someone, because it is a slowly way of killing someone. The Bible says that in Mark chapter 15 and verse 24, that how they crucify him. Crucifixion was one of the ways that they would punish people for crimes. But our Lord Jesus Christ, he didn't commit no crime. The verse that we read, when Peter began to preach at the day of Pentecost, in chapter 2, verse 22, says, men of Israel, hear this word, Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles. How is possible that people who have watched Jesus do miracles and wonders and signs which God did through him, in the midst of all these people, now they want him to die, and die in a form of being crucified. The death of crucifixion essentially is a slow death. Our Lord and Savior was feeling, even when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying, the Bible teaches that he was praying so intensely that his tears and sweat. They were like drops of blood. He was understanding that he was approaching the time where he will be hanging on the cross for us. Being crucified is something horrible, something extremely horrendous when a human being can do that to another human being. Because when someone is crucified, his arms have to be stretched out, and the nails have to be driven to the wrist, and they would have to go through these nerves, these comedian nerves. That's the nerve who stands from the hand all the way to the shoulder. That's a painful place to put pressure in the nerve. Not only being hanged by two hands, hanging in the cool cross, but had to be nailed by his both of them together, one on top of another, and the nail has to be driven through them. What a painful way of suffering. No one would like to die that way. No one, especially a Lord and Savior, the sinless for the sinner, the holy for the unholy, the one who came and gave his life for you and me. You know that the English word excruciating, do you know that that word comes from the word cross? Excruciating. That was the kind of pain that Jesus endured physically. This physical pain that Jesus was experiencing when he was at the cross, experiencing, and every time they beat him, they insult him, they spit at his face, they put a cornerstone in his head. Every time somebody would beat him or insult him or just chastise him or make fun of him, that it wasn't only painfully physically, but also emotionally. This pain, it was not just physically that Jesus experienced to bring salvation to you and me, but also experienced the pain of bearing or carrying our sins. Remember, Jesus Christ was holy, perfect, sinless. He lived a life in this world just to fulfill his Father's will. He never sinned, the Bible says. He was a man of sorrow, a man who was despised, a man who was rejected. In Isaiah chapter 53, we see a picture of the suffering that Jesus Christ endured. It wasn't just physical pain, but the pain of carrying and bearing the sins of this world. We have to remind ourselves every day that Jesus hated sin. Jesus could not be associated with sin. He hated sin and he wants to take away the sins of this world, but he had to carry it himself. But yet, out of obedience to the Father and out of love for you and me, Jesus took upon himself all the sins of the world that day, the way you and I can be saved. You and I, we don't deserve to be saved by Jesus. Jesus endured the cross and the pain, carrying not just all the physical pain and torture that he endured, even before getting to the cross, even before walking to the place named Golgotha, but also by carrying in himself the sins of this world. That way you and I can find salvation in Jesus Christ. He took upon himself all the evil, all the things that you and I have committed, the things that every soul have rebelled against God. He put it on himself. He experienced that pain of carrying our sins, every sin, every person who ever have lived in this world need to come to Jesus, need to believe in Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, whom this man crucified by the hands of this lawless man, they crucified him. But the Bible said in verse 24, who God raised up. You see, he carried all the sins of the world right there at the cross. Like the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us have turned away in his own way. But the Lord has laid on him all the iniquities of us all. He carried all our iniquities when he went to the cross. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, God made him who had no sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Let me say it again. God made him who he has not seen to be seen for us so that you and I would become the righteousness of God. And in other words, Jesus, who was holy, sinless, took upon the sins of this world, your sins, your mistakes, my mistakes, all the things that you and I have done when we were away from Christ, took it. He carried it himself. The way you and I will become the righteousness of God. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, he himself bore our sin in his body in the tree. He himself bore our sin. Think about that. So that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. You see, the purpose of Jesus Christ enduring the pain of bearing and carrying all the sins in the cross of the world is that way you and I could live for righteousness. Because by his wounds we have been healed. You see, the purpose of Jesus dying on the cross is to give us the opportunity to be saved. That's why the pain of carrying the sin in his body, God cannot be abide in the presence of sin. God rejects sin. The only cure for sins is coming to be cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming down into the river, he said, "There is the Lamb of God who take away the sins of the world." Jesus came and died for you and me. Jesus went to the cross willingly. He took upon himself our sins, all our sins, not just the ones that people can remember, even the ones that you and I forgot about it, all the sins, the way you and I can be forgiven by God. Not only Jesus experienced the physical pain and the pain of bearing and carrying the sins of the world in the cross, he also experienced the pain of feeling abandoned by his Father when he was at the cross. Have you ever been abandoned by someone? Have any of your friends ever abandoned you or forsake you? Because it is, my friend, my brother, in times of trouble when we need someone that we can rely on. It's in times of trouble that we need someone to be by our side. It's when we're going through difficult times that is when we really need our friends, people who stand by us. Jesus was going through the darkest hour. When he was at the cross, the Bible says that he cried out. In Mark chapter 14 and verse 34, he told his disciples, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." And he asked them, "Stay here and keep watch." What does that mean? Stay here and don't let me down. But what did they do? The disciples, they let him down. His friend deserted him. When he was arrested, do you remember what happened? The Bible clearly tells us in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 56, then all the disciples deserted him and fled. Oh, isn't it what we have done in our life when we have deserved God's way? People sometimes say, "Well, I'm not such a bad person. I don't do this. I don't do that." But every time we're not right with God, we deserve the love of God. The disciples deserve Jesus. The Bible says in John 13, verse 1, it was just before the Passover feast. Then Jesus knew at the time they had come for him. And to leave this world and go to the Father, have a love and have his own. He loved the disciples. And he showed them the full extent of God the Father's love. His disciples, who Jesus had revealed himself to them, the love that the Father had showed him, he told them, "My word that I hear from my Father, those are the words that I said to you." But even though they still deserve him, it was even worse. It's bad when our friends and our family and people that we care about forsaken. But the Bible says that when Jesus was hanging at the cross, he said a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?" That means, my God, why you have forsaken?" It's even worse when God, his Father, have abandoned him because God couldn't be part. Oh, when Jesus was carrying the sins of the world, he had never been apart from his Father ever. But at that moment, when he was hanging between the heaven and the earth at his deepest time. The bitter joy that Jesus had. Father, he's in me and I in you, and we are one. At the moment, he felt the abandonment of the Father, the unfailing love that Jesus felt for you and me by accomplishing the will of the Father and die for you and me. He cried out, my God, won't you forsake me? He was abandoned temporarily by his own Heavenly Father. For the first time in eternity, he suffered the pain of feeling the abandonment of the Father because he was carrying the sins of this world. It's hard when people walk away from you. It's hard when friends walk away from you. It's even worse when your wife walks away from you. So it's even more devastating where people that you love no longer feel deeply involved with you. When your relationship has been so close, it feels like it's more torture in the separation. When Jesus was cut off from God, that pain of being feel alone, he experienced it, but he did it and he went through because he loved us. Out of love, Jesus was able to bear not just the physical pain of death, not only the pain of bearing and carrying our sins, but the terrible pain of being abandoned, not only by his disciples, but by his friends, and ultimately by his Father. He went through all this, all the pain and the cross Jesus went through. He was crucified. Even when people watched him doing miracles and wonders, even though they still deliver him into the hands of men to be crucified. But let me tell you something, my friend. Death couldn't hold him back because the power of God raised him from the dead. And he lives today. And now, because he has risen, we have the opportunity to receive this gift that he's offered to all people. God offered this gift of salvation to everyone. He offered this gift of salvation. And he doesn't have respect to a person. Jesus welcomes everyone. Everyone can be a part of this salvation that Jesus offered to everyone. It doesn't matter if you are wealthy or poor. It doesn't matter what you look. It doesn't matter if you are intelligent or just average person. It doesn't matter if you have money. It doesn't matter the social status. This gift is for all. This gift, everybody needs the gift of salvation. This gift, we need everyone to receive. Only through Christ we can receive salvation. That's why tonight I'm going to offer the opportunity to come and be saved. Because salvation comes when you hear the word. The faith that is explained in John 3:16 is not just faith alone. You need to repent, confess. It's not only just the confession. It's accepting the fact that Jesus is calling you into obedience and repentance by obeying him in the waters of baptism. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16 tells us that we need to believe and be baptized. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 35 through 38, we have to confess and we have to be baptized. In Acts chapter 2:38, we need to have repentance, but we also need to be baptized, because when we baptize Christ, we are clothed with Christ, Galatians 3:27, and we are born out of the water and the Spirit, John 3:4. And we are buried with Christ in the waters of baptism to raise a newness of life. I want to offer to you tonight the opportunity to obey the gospel. The pain that Jesus endured, he for love and in love for you and me. My friend, my brother, Jesus is waiting for your response. Would you consider the pain that Jesus suffered and the cross that he endured for love to bring salvation to you? Would you accept the salvation that you could find in Jesus' name? We want to invite you. And if you have any questions or you want to study more, we are here to help you. I pray that these lessons have brought at the point of the pain that Jesus endured on the cross. He endured it all for you and me. And I will share with you this one last verse, and the lesson will be yours. You hear the word, you believe the word, you repent and you confess that Jesus is the only one who can save you by obeying him and the waters of baptism, just the way the New Testament church, just the way the New Testament teaches, the New Testament, that how you can be saved. My brother, my friend, tonight is the night. Let us help you. Thank you, brother, for the opportunity.